Now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Neva nijon ne go shavot ya, nijon ne go shavot ya. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Way. Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radios, Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey!
country tribal song from the Blackfoot Confederacy drum off their Canyon Record CD, Powwow Songs, recorded live at Post Falls. And for the benefit of our international listeners, the great nations of the Blackfoot Confederacy consist of the Blackfeet, the Siksika, the Kenai, and the Piikani. Asgwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we focus on the situation facing Palestinians, as well as issues of concern to Arab and Muslim Americans from a conversation I had with Mr. Sahil Hassan Zidan. This interview is of great importance to anyone who wishes to have a deeper understanding of the complex socio-cultural and political situation in the geographic region now called the Middle East. This subject is in keeping with Yad Kiddushi Native Center's mission statement, which in part reads, quote, Yad Kiddushi Native Center serves to inform, educate, and enlighten people about important issues facing the well-being of all life on our planet, unquote. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know that Yad Kiddushi Native Center has also had a long-time dedication to peace, social justice, and human rights. Our Ganili Goa Project for Peace Education and Conflict Mediation is a well-respected program of our center. Recently, world media attention over the issue of European cartoon drawings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad exemplifies the depth of disrespect towards Islamic culture by the West. Images of Arab and Muslim peoples are often depicted in very negative portraits. For example, the terrorist or camel-riding desert thief with a big sword. These racist images perpetuate the myth of a dirty desert-dwelling backwards people to fear and distrust. Hollywood movies are full of such trash. It reminds me of how North American indigenous peoples have been and at times continue to be depicted as bloodthirsty Indian savages or as drunken, lazy, uncivilized so-called Indians. It is time to get rid of derogatory and racist images of all cultures. Earlier in this introduction, I mentioned how the subject of what's now called Middle East affairs is a very complex topic. There is a long cultural history, not to mention political, economic, and religious relationships in that part of the world. I do not profess to have a deep knowledge or understanding of either the historical or contemporary situations within this region. However, as someone interested in international affairs and concern for peace, human rights, social, economic, and environmental justice, I try to learn about these issues and stay informed about events in this part of the world. This is especially important for those of us who live in the United States. American foreign policy greatly impacts the land and peoples of the Middle East, as well as the rest of the world. We here at Yad Kiddushi Native Center may not agree with some of the views expressed by today's guest. We do, however, consider it very important to listen with an open mind to the comments of Mr. Sahil Hassan Zidan. I would like to now welcome him to Wolf Mountain Radio and ask him to first introduce himself to our worldwide listeners. Welcome, sir.
My name is Sahil Hassan Zidan. I was born in Lebanon in 1948. I am a Palestinian from a Palestinian mother and father. I lived in Lebanon until I was 21, 22 years old. Then I immigrated to the United States. During the time I was in Lebanon, I have seen the abuse of the human rights of Palestinians in Lebanon from the Lebanese government and Christian militia. I have also seen the bombing that the United States have done to the Palestinian refugees camps, the killing they have done to even some of my relatives. You don't even hear it on radios or TVs. It's all hushed up. I mean, I can tell you stories, it'll make your hair stand up.
For the benefit of our worldwide listeners, would you please share a little brief history about the Palestinian people, my understanding of the cultural history of the Palestinian? In many ways, they are similar to desert people of Native America.
that historically you folks were Bedouin people that were nomadic or semi-nomadic and were very tribal up until British occupation. Would you share a little brief background about who are the Palestinian people?
Yes, the Palestinian people is exactly like you said. Most of them, well, they're all tribes. Arabs are tribes, different tribes. Now, the Arabian Gulf is a little bit more still into the tribes than the Palestinians are, but the Palestinians are still holding some of the culture still back into them. However, the Palestinians has been mistreated badly as the American indigenous people in America. Really just as bad the massacres that have happened to the Palestinians from the occupation of the Palestine, from the Zionist movement in the Middle East, and worldwide actually. When the Zionists moved into the Palestine area, just during the Second War, with the help of the British government of course, they start immigrated to Palestine illegally. They called it the Promised Land, of course. They have no proof of that, of course. The Palestinian people existed in that area for thousands of years. Of course, Palestinians does not mean just Muslims and Christian. It's also Jews, Arab Jews, Palestinian Jews. Now, the Jews that they came into the Palestinian areas were all from Germany, Europe, and the United States also. And that's what Allied have promised the Jews during the war, to stand against Hitler. During the war, Jews were in control of a lot of the economic sectors in Germany. The Allied, especially United States and England, have promised the Jews in the homeland if they help stand against Hitler in many ways economically, trying to break the German military. They promised them first in Jamaica, and they spread the word around. Also, they promised to try in Venezuela. And they spread the word around in South America, which the South American rejected it very, very strongly. So the English looked into Palestine. Since the English were having a tough time staying in Palestine at that time, so they knew they were going to leave either way, so they thought they would leave a problem for the Middle East and the Palestinian people, and they brought in the Jews under the Zionist control, and they helped arming them, training them, taking, you know, they took over Palestine and they kicked several million people out of their homeland. They took their homes, their business. My father was one of them. He had 10 children, and he was a middle class. Overnight, he became homeless with 10 children. And you can imagine how hard it is to raise 10 children when you don't have to feed yourself. Part of the Palestinian at the beginning, of course, the more I look at it, I see the same abuse for the indigenous people in the United States. However, I mean, I heard some really bad stories about what the European American government have done to the indigenous, skinning them alive. I mean, horrible stories. The history of America since the beginning, it's extremely violent. Yeah. I don't know why anybody wants to be proud of a system like this ever. This is not European country. It does not belong to any one of these immigrants here. Nobody gave them the permission to come here. This is an indigenous country, and they did the same thing to the Palestinian as they did to the indigenous in America.
Columbus, north of the Rio Grande, what is now called United States and Canada. Demographically, we were more than 16 million Native American peoples here. The history of 500 years of colonization and aggression, which continues in different forms. I use the word globalization now in the 21st century, is very much a country that is built on the grave of my ancestors, and therefore what you said is, in my view, very accurate, that the United States and Canada are very colonial, military, cruel governments. Prior to European colonization of what's now, I guess, called the Middle East, what was life like for Arab people, Muslim people, Palestinian people? How did you all make a livelihood?
You go back to the history of the Middle East before the crusade, actually, what I wanted to say, that was led by the Pope, and they came to the Middle East to steal their cultures from them, to steal their wealth, so to speak. The Islam have brought in the medicine, brought science to the world. Europe at that time, they only heard of the Middle East, a wealthy country, and they just wanted to go take it for themselves. This is exactly, they were nothing more than an occupier. to the Middle East. They came to the Middle East, they burnt the Middle East, they burned homes, they burned libraries, schools. You can see their goal was not to educate. They were just after destruction.
Conquerors
and massacres. And all you see throughout history, year after year, is nothing more than killing and bloodshed. And they hid behind civilization like they did to the American Indians. They said they bringing in the civilization to them. They're improving their lives. I don't see what improvement they have done. They all went after money, corporations. They declare war for corporations. They have done so many despicable things to the Middle East and to the American Indians. They have not shown any humane needs or taking care of any of the American Indians even after they colonized America. They did exactly to the American Indians what they did to the Middle East for 200-300 years.
Yes.
They have not stopped and they're still going. Their policy in the Middle East and South America worldwide is just not going anywhere. It's just like a person shooting himself in the foot.
Yes.
You cannot just keep on going with the same policy that is just causing problem for others and your own even society. The unemployment in America is so severe, and it looks like it's not going to even improve in the future. They have spent so much money on war. There's nothing anymore left for the American people themselves. I mean, this is a policy is going to continue in the Middle East. There is no sunshine in sight. I have no idea when it's going to end. The same policies over and over and over. They always make excuses. They are trying to bring democracy. And if that didn't work, they always try something else. They're trying to stop a madman from having a nuclear weapon or, chemical weapon. There's always a reason why America is going to war. Every year, there's always an enemy to America. I mean, I have not seen anybody have so many enemies at one time in my life. I mean, first is Russia. Then all of the Russian, the Eastern Bloc became an enemy. Now, when that was over, they came to the Middle East. Now it's against Islam. This is now, from what I see, is the Second Cold War now. It's Islam. They say they're not attacking Islam, they are friend of Islam, but all you see is killing, and killing of who? Muslims. I mean, it's what you see different what you hear.
For your point of reference, when I asked about the early history between Europeans, Arab, and Muslim culture, I know as far as things are concerned here in what is called the Western Hemisphere, it goes back to 1493 with the Pope at the time, I think it was Pope Alexander VI, who issued a papal declaration, a papal decree called the Inter Cetera Papal Bull of 1493. And that official Vatican Church doctrine called for, in the name of Christianity, in the name of the Church, to go forth and conquer all the lands and peoples of the non-white world in the name of Christianity. And that is what many of us, quote, American Indians, view as primary historic or so-called justification for what they call manifest destiny. And, of course, while they were coming up on the shores of North, Central, South America and the Pacific, they also obviously washed up ashore in what's now called the Arab world. Going up now to so-called modern times, interested, and I think our worldwide listeners are interested, to hear a little bit more about what life must have been like, say, in your grandfather's and even great-grandfather's time, when, as you said, that part of the world included families and relations that were Christian and Arab and Jews. Do you have any hope or thought that that time can ever kind of be reestablished again? Will there be a possibility, conciliation, but a time when Christian and Muslim and Jewish people can live together, quote unquote, in peace?
Muslims and Christian and Jews really did live in peace before this, the Second War came along. We had no problems with the different religions until the Zionist movement started pushing for the Jews to leave Germany. They forced themselves on us. They came to the shores of Palestine, so-called, they said they were hungry and there's no place to go for them. And the Palestinian rushed and helped them and gave them water and food and clothes. Next thing you know, they were armed and shooting back at them. To go back, conciliation wise, I don't see the Middle East will rest at all. This is really my honest opinion. The Middle East will rest if the Zionist movement has been dismantled in the Middle East. The Jews can live, the Arab Jews can live in their homelands. The Jews in Germany or European Jews and American Jews cannot force themselves on other people and just take over and start a new government. Call it is the promised land. I see the state of Israel, it's already losing ground. 10-15 years ago, you ask people about the state of Palestine, most of them said it's impossible. Now I see the state of Palestine is gaining ground. The West Bank is already in their hand. I would expect to see the Palestinian gaining more ground the next 20 years. The state of Palestine, it's gaining momentum. The Israeli government is losing really bad. They're barely hanging on to their borders. Now you see them, everybody talks about how powerful they are. I don't see that power holding on to their borders. It's nothing more than commercials, advertisement, as you say. As you see that the American army went to the Iraq and losing really badly. And a great country could not even hold on to a small piece of land in Arabia. Can you imagine the state of Israel cannot even become 10% of what United States is and trying to establish itself in the Middle East? It's impossible. The years to come will tell you, and you will see. We will live to see part of Israel split up. Our children will see the Israel dismantled.
So you're not of the opinion that there can be a separate state of Israel and a separate state of Palestine as neighbors?
I see that only temporary. I don't think the Palestinians will really settle in a small part of their country. And looking at the biggest part of their country has been occupied. I see that peace holding on for the next few years. I don't think it will last too long. The aggression of the Israelis military is just too strong. They're not letting anybody live and let it live. You cannot live in peace if you're shooting people and dismantling their homes. And this has been going on after this peace talk and after the West Bank was giving up to yesterday even. They dismantled homes and they shot children and shot people, innocent people. You cannot have peace and you with military actions. Thank you.
Native American flutist, R. Carlos Nakai, accompanied by Peter Cater, off Silver Wave Record CD, Prayer for Peace. The name of that song was entitled, If Men Were at Peace. My guest today on Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, is Mr. Suhail Hassan Zaidan. Suhail is sharing his thoughts about the situation in the geographic region now called the Middle East, and most especially his concern for his Palestinian people. Suhail, I am sure you agree with me that war is a terrible experience for all, and that we human beings desire to live in peace, care for our families, and follow our cultural spiritual beliefs. My question to you, sir, how do you feel about attacks upon civilians, like Israelis, who may be eating dinner in a restaurant that gets blown up? Is it justifiable to kill unarmed, innocent people? I'm not saying that Israeli military oppression, violence, and occupation is right. I am saddened by the tragedy of the entire war situation suffered by both peoples. I, however, am very bothered by attacks by suicide bombers. Suhail, please share your views on this question.
Well, you could say that if you want to, but in my opinion, an occupier cannot say, I am innocent. When you occupy somebody's home, retaliation must be taken. And if they do not want their children to die, they're the only one responsible for their children's death. They brought them into somebody's homeland, and they put them under the fire line, and they're saying they're innocent. If they take their children back, I don't think any one of them will be dead. If they leave the Palestinians alone, they leave their home back, I don't think the Palestinians have any reason to shoot at anybody.
What is the historical and contemporary role and relationship of other neighboring Arab states, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon? Do they bear some culpability in terms of the present situation of Palestinian people? Is it fair to say that in many ways they also turn their backs on Palestinian people?
Well, you know, the Arabian governments, we all know they're all the puppets of America, of course. They have turned their backs on the Palestinians. I cannot say the Arab people have, only governments. Every time we try to have a democratic system in the Middle East, the CIA works hard on turning it over. But in the meantime, they talk about bringing democracy to the Middle East. Yeah, I would say the government have stabbed the Palestinian in the back. They stabbed their own people, too. So we do not have a good government in the Middle East. And if the CIA, the American people, leave the Middle East alone, I guarantee you democracy will come to the Middle East much faster than they think.
Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulallah, Allah ya madad, Allah ya madad. Madad, 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 ya Rasulallah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulallah.
يا رسول الله
دعوة محمد مرحمة وحب وسلامة تصدر وناسل من السماء يوم القيامة دعوة محمد مرحمة وحب وسلامة تصدر وناسل من السماء يوم القيامة
ايه
قبل ما نبمر بعضنا ده حرام يا عالم
الله
listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi's Kinonwatakusi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat Kitichi Native Center, write to Yat Kitichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat Kitichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinowatakusin, to all of our relations.
I want to thank all of our worldwide listeners for your nice emails and letters. Our email address is yatkitichi@earthlink.net. Once again, our email address is yatkitichie@earthlink.net. As always, I encourage listeners who wish to learn more about Yat Kitichi Native Center and our Wolf Mountain Radio to visit Yacht Kiddush United Center's website. Our website is www.yachtkiddushy.org. That is www.yachtkiddushy.org. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. Please listen next week for part two of my interview with Mr. Sahil Hassan Zaidan. We shall conclude today's broadcast with a song from Robert Mirabal's Johnny Whitehorse Silver Wave Record CD entitled Indian Pony. It is an honor song to our four-legged relative, the horse, an animal much loved by tribal peoples the world over. Until next week, thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Watakwasin, to all of our relations. Thank you.